I hope Matt's okay with it.
Because I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, so nobody cares about anybody's fantasy roster, but in 1 week, I lost Brandon Ayuk to a torn ACL. I lost Chris Godwin for the rest of the year, and Jameson Williams, who's still on my fantasy roster, is about to get suspended for 2 games, but nobody cares about that. However, you should care what impact that has on the Detroit Lions, who we were just talking about. He's going to be suspended again for a reported 2 games. Looks like that will kick in this weekend. He won't appeal the league's decision. However, in a statement he released, he said, quote, "The news came as a complete surprise that I am still trying to understand." Now, it's 2 games, not 6 games, which is the normal PED. Like a commander player, corner, right? I forgot the guy's name. Kayvon, whatever his name
Seymour.
Is. Got suspended for 6 games for a PED violation. Jameson Williams is being suspended for 2 games. Now, it's not his first suspension, but the other one was for a violation of the gambling policy. So 2 games represents something way different than what the normal and traditional suspension was. And he's saying, quote, "I don't take supplements or vitamins, and I am overly cautious about even taking over-the-counter medicine. At no time have I ever taken something in an attempt to cheat or look for an unfair advantage." So in lieu of not having the exact information, because I don't think the exact information has been reported in terms of what the actual substance was, should we feel bad for Jameson Williams?
No. Why would I feel bad for him?
Well, because he's saying, I mean,
all
he's,
the right things, the I mean, thing that everyone says when they get popped.
Of course, but he, okay, just again to draw the line.
Yes.
Which is why I said what I said. Normally, guys get suspended for 6 games. And we had a recent example of that this here in Washington. He's only getting suspended for 2. So why do we think there's a difference? It's not first time, second time.
May have been the substance that was found.
Well, of course. But the question becomes what is that? And what could it be? You know, like, could it be, I don't know, an inhaler? Or could it be something, a sore throat spray? You know, something for allergies? You know, and if that's the case, yeah, I do feel bad for the guy.
I have a cleanup on aisle three topic real quick.
Please do.
The number one
that you didn't like that one.
It's not that I didn't like it. The number one quarterback, or the number one player, I'm sorry, in the class of 2026, Julian Lewis, the quarterback, USC commit, visiting Colorado this weekend. So Coach Prime and company seem as if you don't visit Colorado and not commit.
Well, maybe he's seen Lincoln Riley and USC play the last couple of weeks.
Now he's visiting old Deion. If Deion lands another elite quarterback, that may be the only thing to get him to stay there. That's the one thing I keep saying that will get him to leave, is if he doesn't have a quarterback. Because you know Deion knows nothing about offense.
Well, where's Deion going to go if he leaves? That is
another Power 5 school.
Well, right, but that is super attractive for him.
Florida State.
Got a $65 million buyout on Mike Norvell.
We thought buyouts don't matter. Did you see the Calipari buyout with the Kentucky deal?
Yeah, but it wasn't $65
million. USC's got money, though, man. They'll find it.
You're talking about Florida State.
Florida State, I'm sorry. Yes.
Well, that would, like, that's the logical spot. We had Brett McMurphy on from the Action Network, and he pretty much all but dismissed it. Not only that, but again, Mike Norvell is 1 year removed from an undefeated season. They got screwed last year.
But come on,
they've had a horrible year this year.
But his stupid, idiotic decision to go after DJU in the portal, I mean, was the most dumb thing.
It's not like good quarterbacks grow on trees. Where you
correct,
just pluck them
but
off.
I would rather, man, develop your own guy, Mike Norvell. Okay. How about that?
Go, I mean, there's problems with that, too, you know?
Go recruit and develop your own guy.
There's problems with that, you know, as well. All right, one last one. Mm-hmm. James Franklin met with the media.
God, that idiot.
I mean, I wouldn't exactly call him an idiot. He's won a lot of games at Penn State. But, of course, there was a problem over the offseason. A couple of former now players for the Nittany Lions charged with felony rape, aggravated assault, what have you. So it was two different players, right? And they were arraigned and, going through the legal process. And James Franklin got up to the microphone and said, "Hey, guys." And he was all chipper. And he basically said, "Go ahead." And immediately a reporter launched into a question about and related to the charges. And he didn't do anything. He didn't say anything. He stormed off the podium and the dais. And then it was left for a couple of media representatives to clean up, saying, "Hey, if you have any, if you need a statement, you can contact me or Chris." So the question is as the face of Penn State, does James Franklin have any responsibility to actually, answering questions or being somewhat accountable?
110%. James Franklin is the leader of one of the most underachieving programs over the last 5 years. I remember when James Franklin first took the job at Penn State. It's a powerhouse high school in my area when I was in high school, Quince Orchard. And the big thing was, Dabo landed his helicopter at QO. Oh, James Franklin landed his helicopter at QO. I strongly dislike James Franklin because he has this innate ability to suck all of the local talent out of this area and get them up at Penn State. And it annoys the hell out of me.
Well, he coached at Maryland, so he knows the area very well.
Yes, but something
and Penn State is still considered a regional powerhouse in this area.
We are the hotbed for talent on the high school level, for basketball.
But this isn't about football recruiting. This is about should he be accountable.
I answered
or
yes.
Should he?
I answered yes because it was a pretty obvious answer. He's the face of the program. Okay. Yes, you should be accountable.
I mean, a lot of people feel like a statement is good enough.
No. Not when you have the opportunity to answer questions.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, that is cleanup on aisle three here.
Cleanup on aisle three.
You hate that woman.
On a Throwdown Thursday, I always step all over her.